You're listening to the Freedom Unaffiliated podcast, where you'll hear from the experts at Independence Institute on freedom issues facing Colorado. It's not about left and right. It's about your life and liberties.
Polis plays hero putting out his own fire by me, John Caldera, published May 19th, 2024. The Haven fire in 2002 was one of the worst in Colorado's history. More appalling, it was started by one person whose responsibility it was to make sure forest fires don't happen in the first place. It's exactly what's going on today, with one person who should have prevented our gasoline prices from spiking 50 cents to a dollar a gallon, but instead made it happen. In that remarkably dry year of 2002, there was a total burn ban in the area northwest of Colorado Springs. A park ranger with the U.S. Forest Service, Terry Barton, a forestry technician herself, set a piece of paper on fire in an area she knew was prone to ignite. Why? Some say it was so she could put out the fire and look like a hero. In court, she claimed she was burning a letter from her estranged husband. This one person, wanting to look like a hero, lit one piece of paper and torched over 138,000 acres over four different counties, killing six people and landing her a six-year sentence in a federal pen. From the Declaration of Independence to a letter burned in the forest, the power of one page is tremendous. The EPA tells us Colorado has an ozone problem and we are out of compliance with their standards. Therefore, gasoline in the Denver metro area will need to be reformulated to their liking, adding between 50 cents and a dollar a gallon as penance. Since society is currently drunk on the word injustice, it's important to note Coloradans bear very little responsibility for this problem, yet are being punished. The bad air quality comes from California and often from China and blows into our high altitude, knocking us out of EPA compliance. So where are the social justice warriors on this one? Back to the power of one piece of paper. Due to this injustice, the governor of Colorado signs a letter to the EPA requesting a waiver from this unmeetable standard. They always rubber stamp it. Our gas prices don't skyrocket. Acting as a responsible park ranger, former Governor Hickenlooper did just that, saving us from inflaming fuel prices. Then came the Terry Barton of governors. Jared Polis, as the new governor, sent out another piece of paper to the EPA rescinding his predecessor's request for a waiver. Polis didn't regret his decision. On X, formerly Twitter, he crowed, quote, "We helped get the EPA to downgrade Colorado because of ozone levels." He told Colorado Public Radio, quote, "The EPA downgrade is good news." As I wrote in a column years ago, quote, "Mr. Polis will be the first governor not to ask for the waiver. The likely result is the EPA will require Coloradans to use a boutique mixture of fuel that will have to be created especially for us at a cost of up to a dollar more a gallon." But reinventing his own history is an art that Polis has mastered. He is now standing up to the EPA, demanding they give us the waiver he himself canceled a few years back, and acting like he's always been fighting for it. Unbelievable. At a meeting with the Gazette's editorial board, Polis seemed to forget just how he was oh so proud of his sole decision on the EPA waiver, saying, quote, "Oh, they're, the EPA, awful. Just awful. Awful, awful, awful. We're fighting them on many fronts, but particularly now, and I say this with several exclamation points, on this insane requirement for this reformulated gas." Polis went on, quote, "Everybody's going to drive a few extra miles, which makes our air even worse and will add to the traffic because it may be 40 or 50 cents cheaper, worth driving that extra couple miles for. A supply crisis is likely," end quote. He knew there'd be a supply crisis, yet he rescinded the EPA waiver anyway? That is political malfeasance. He's hoping you forget he started this colossal economic forest fire all on his own. Realizing the political and economic fallout of his bad decision, he now wants to look like the hero trying to stop it. We all should demand that instead of rewriting his past, he man up instead and say, quote, "I personally made a terrible mistake. It cost my constituents greatly. I was wrong, and I am working to fix the problem I and I alone created. I am sorry."
We hope you've enjoyed Freedom Unaffiliated. If so, please share it and like and subscribe while you're at it. For more content from Independence Institute, go to thinkfreedom.org. Thanks for joining us.